in. The supermoon, the perigee, syzygy. Perigee is nearest point. Syzygy is two objects. The supermoon is the perigee syzygy. Syzygy is a word. I looked it up in the dictionary. So all you Scrabble players, remember that one. Three Y's. I don't know how many points that is, but someone said there's not even three Y's in a Scrabble game. Huh. So... But the supermoon is a full moon, and I could give you all kinds of numbers and statistics and so forth, but okay, I will. Because I am kind of nerdy that way when it comes to some of these things and reading about it. But so when you have a full moon and the orbit of the moon is less than 223,000 miles. Now that's significant because the average orbit is 239,000 miles. The greatest distance of the orbit, or the apogee, is 252,000 miles. So now tonight, when the moon rises, and tomorrow on Monday when the moon rises, it will be 221,524 miles away. Now this will be the closest full moon since January of 1948. Now, the significance of this is that it will be 14% bigger than normal and 30% brighter. And so I have read about warnings have gone out for those who go out with telescopes to look at the supermoon and to put a filter on the lens because it will be that bright. To be careful. In ancient times, such happenings in the night sky and in the heavens were seen as dramatic omens, a sign of an imminent event about to take place. And so you might read about prognostications or interpretations, such as with the Star of Bethlehem and the birth of Jesus. And this concept of signs reflects the words of the disciples when they ask, "Teacher, what will be the sign? When will this be?" And they are responding to Jesus describing how the temple and all Jerusalem will be destroyed. For all the stones of the temple will be thrown down. Now this is significant and it's important to understand. The base, the foundation of the temple in Jerusalem was the largest in the ancient world. The foundation was 900 feet by 1,200 feet. Massive hand-cut stones made up the foundation, many greater than 500 tons in weight. Stones as big as 10 feet deep, 14 feet high, and 45 feet long. And so you can imagine the questioning of the disciples. Because the temple had been adorned and decorated over the generations. It was the central place of religion, the central place of national life. So this destruction, how can it be? Such an event was unthinkable. For the temple represented and signified God's dealings, God's favor with the people of Israel. The prophecies of Jesus, as well as the prophecies of all of the New Testament, come to pass. They take place in the first century of the Common Era. And so now the disciples are made aware of the difficult times that lie ahead. The turbulent times that will take place in their lifetimes and take place in the following generation. And Jesus will not be with them. And the disciples will still be marked as followers of Jesus. Think of the denial of Peter at the time of Jesus' arrest. Weren't you with him? He is asked. For many people, the memory of Jesus will be that of leading people away from the temple, of deflecting the people from keeping the laws of Israel. And perhaps playing a part, Jesus and these followers, in the destruction, of being responsible for the loss of God's favor, as was seen in the fall of the temple. I'm just going to throw it out here. Matchbox 20. Matchbox 20? Familiar to anybody? Contemporary music group, correct. Thank you. Matchbox 20. See, just to give you some insight into my interest in music, it spans all the different eras. I like a lot of music that has kind of a driving rhythm and a driving beat. I like lyrics that are kind of unique and meaningful. And Matchbox 20 has a sign called Closing Time, and it ends with this lyric. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And so it's talking about how for the beginnings there is an end, there is new beginnings. A series of beginnings throughout life. And a series of endings. And the disciples are to be entrusted with this new beginning. Babes in the emergence of the new kingdom. A new kingdom that is to be marked by peace and grace for all. A new kingdom that emerges among the turmoil and the turbulence. And the disciples are to be witnesses. They are to be the ones who are to give evidence of this grace and peace. They are to furnish testimony. They are the ones who hold the knowledge and share it as they are called to do. With the assurance of Jesus, I will give you words and a wisdom. Literally, Jesus says, I will give you a mouth. I will give you a mouth to carry them through and to sustain the disciples. The patient found herself distraught when she got home, and so she called the doctor whom she had just visited. And so she asked the doctor, this medication now that you gave me, I want to understand. Now, you prescribed it, and I'm going to have to take it the rest of my life, correct? And the doctor says, yes, that's true. And so she asked him, well, how serious is my condition? How serious can it be? Because on the bottle it says, no refills. And so, how serious will this be for the disciples of Jesus in the ages to come? For there is a call then for endurance. The disciples will never meet their struggles alone. They will be given comfort and encouragement, a faithful resilience no matter what they may face, and a promise of salvation and safety beyond threats that transcend life. And so then, just as the disciples before us, in the turmoil that we face, the question that we ask is, how will I respond? We never really know until the event is thrust upon us. What will be my response when the message of peace and the message of grace for all people is threatened? Now, our supermoon may not be a heavenly sign of events to come, But perhaps as we look at the brilliance of this moon, we reflect on the brilliance of this new kingdom and the message of grace and peace for all. And this moon and all new moons to follow will remind us to be vigilant when the events are thrust upon us, when we are called to stand up to prejudice and bias and injustice and exclusion. When we have a chance to break down barriers, when we have a chance then to tell God's story, to tell our story, to tell my story, and to tell your story. Amen.